Okay, so you heard in Ursula's newscast that Sound Transit, late yesterday, they announced some of the safety findings. It was almost exactly 2 years ago when that train went flying off the tracks down near DuPont, and it was a horrible tragedy. Three people died. Several others were horribly injured. And then you have what it's cost you and me, the taxpayers. Tens of millions of dollars in payouts already. This has been a very expensive mistake. So let's talk about Sound Transit, which I've told you is a criminal enterprise above all else. Above being a transportation agency, Sound Transit is a criminal enterprise. Their Sound Transit One is now 13 years behind schedule, tens of billions of dollars over budget. Their Sound Transit Two, years behind, billions over budget, and yet they had the audacity to have a party, and they have their accomplices in the media who said they were on time and on budget because they did a reset. You know, that's what criminal enterprises do. They have gone over budget by, you know, as I've said, tens of billions of dollars. They do not deliver projects on time. And now, of course, they are part of this cabal that is suing the taxpayers because we want $30 tabs. Majority of us, 55%, overwhelmingly said we want $30 tabs. Now, that would cut off some of the heroin that Sound Transit injects into its veins, and that's our money. And let's talk for a little bit about why Sound Transit needs so much of our money. They say it's so we can finish projects. Now, it's also to cover up the graft, the corruption, and the incompetence that reigns supreme within Sound Transit. So, you know the story. This train on its first high-speed run, the Cascade, it was an Amtrak Cascade train, but Sound Transit was one of the overseeing agencies. And there was a 30-mile-an-hour curve, and the train hit the curb at an estimated 79 miles an hour. It went flying off the track, crashed onto I-5 below, as I said, killed three people. Now, Sound Transit had a guy, and his job was their chief executive safety and quality officer. That was all this guy's job was, safety and quality, which you would think would help protect us. His name is Salah al-Tamimi. I don't know how he got his job. I tried to find what credentials he brought. I did a big search this morning to see if I could find out how Salah al-Tamimi got the gig as Chief Executive Safety and Quality Officer at Sound Transit. I'm still looking into that. I'll report back to you when I find out how he got the gig. But in this independent review that came out last night, here's where they fell short. A project-specific, meaning this train run, safety and security management plan was not prepared. A proposed hazard mitigations were not appropriately briefed. Responsibilities of Sound Transit as the host railroad was not sufficiently understood. Sound Transit staff wrongly thought that WashDOT, not Sound Transit, was responsible for overseeing all activities related to the training of the Amtrak conductor, but it was Sound Transit that was supposed to do all of that. So let's get back now to Salah al-Tamimi. If your only job is to be Chief Executive Safety and Quality Officer and a train goes flying off the tracks because it took a 30-mile-an-hour curve at 79 miles an hour and human beings died and a distant second beyond the people who were killed and maimed in that crash is the fact that he also has ended up costing, Sound Transit has ended up costing taxpayers $20 million in payouts and counting. That will go up dramatically. So what happens to a government employee who is responsible for the lack of safety that kills three human beings and costs his company, which is you and me, the taxpayers, $20 million and counting? What happens to an employee like that? What would happen in your workplace? Because I'm telling you, if I did something, if I was so bad at my job and I did something horribly neglectful and three innocent people were killed because of it, if I cost my company $1 million because of my inability to do my job, I'd be fired. I'm guessing you would be fired as well. But that's not how government works. And this is the part of this story that is absolutely mind-blowing to me. Because the early reports that came out last evening were that this guy had been fired. And then they sent out an important correction to the media at about 9 o'clock last night. And they said, oh, we want to stress that Salah al-Tamimi, that he has not been fired. He's been removed from his job as the chief safety officer. But he's being offered another job within Sound Transit. And it'll be up to him if he wants to accept it. And my jaw dropped. My jaw absolutely dropped. So this guy was hired to be a chief safety officer, was an abject failure. Failure at that. And human beings died. Families have been devastated. One of my daughters knows one of the guys who was horribly injured on that train. People have been maimed. They're going to have lifetime consequences from their injuries. But the people who loved those three lives that were lost, their world is devastated. This guy's job was safety. What does it take to get fired? If you work for Sound Transit, what does it take to get fired? If the safety guy is killing people with his inability to successfully do his job, he's being offered a demotion. And if whatever skill set Salah al-Tamimi brought to his job that made him the chief executive safety guy, does that skill set translate to any other job at Sound Transit where he's better than any other candidate in the world for this demotion position? I don't know that I've ever had a better example of what a corrupt agency this is, how broken it is, how soulless it is. What do you think the family members of the three dead, what do you think their reaction was last night when they heard that the safety, chief executive safety guy, was being offered another job within Sound Transit? Sound Transit's a criminal enterprise, and they take care of their own. And more than anything, it's a jobs program. They know they're not taking any cars off the streets. They know that they're not reducing gridlock at all. But they are the medium by which $100 billion is being transferred from hardworking taxpayers to create all of these construction jobs, these union jobs, these chief executive safety officer jobs, the 300-some thousand that Peter Rogoff makes, their CEO. And then we got to pay more to send him to anger management counseling because of how he treats employees there. Oh, yeah, we paid for that, too. So, my latest example of what a corrupt, inept agency Sound Transit is. The chief executive safety officer loses that gig, but has been offered another job. Because above all else, they take care of their own there at Sound Transit. It's just too bad the taxpayers aren't counted among their own. The family members of their victims aren't counted among their own. Ah, but Salah Al-Tamimi, he's one of them.